Hello and welcome to the first episode of Shh, the kids are sleeping.
That's not part of the title.
Are you sure? It's just, okay.
I just want to mimic your shh because it sounds so nice.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. We are your co-hosts. My name is Robin.
And I'm Brandon.
Actually, my name is Robin Flo, and we are recording our podcast. Wow, you guessed it. Our kid is sleeping. We are the parents of a 5-year-old and a 8-month-old, and we are mere feet away from her. And so we're trying to record as much as possible before she, you know, wakes up. So I think we should get started. What do you think?
Sounds good to me. What are we going to talk about today?
Well, I know you don't want to talk about it, but I think we got to rip off the Band-Aid in about, I don't know, less than 48 hours, maybe less than 36 hours. You will be getting your wisdom teeth pulled, and not just one. How many?
All of them. 4 of them. All 4 of them.
Ouch. This is actually an interesting conversation because I too recently got my wisdom teeth pulled only about, I don't know, 4 months ago. So, not four. It's been 5, almost 6 months ago. So, I don't think that we expected you to be also venturing down this road. My husband has really nice teeth, you know. He's like the I've never had a cavity type of person. I am absolutely on the opposite side of that spectrum. But, I feel for you. I'm not going to lie. I'm not trying to scare you or anything, but
I think you are trying to scare me. I think that's definitely what you're trying to do.
No, not at all. I'm trying to make light of it, right?
You've been trying to scare me since I told you about it.
No, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just giving you a friendly reminder that it's close and it's inescapable.
Again, fear. She's trying to cause fear.
I feel like you should, you know, see the fire because you're going to walk through it anyway. So, you know, I mean, you know, my biggest thing is, I don't know if you think about this constantly because it lives rent free in my mind, is that we don't need them, you know, like, we may have needed them. Human beings needed them at some point in time. But, like, what are you there for?
It's interesting how we have evolved as humans, but the teeth
have not. Yeah. They're like, we're still here.
They continue to grow the same way.
I guess if you flip it, right, and you think about it in a sense of if, you know, things went terribly, terribly wrong and we had to go back to a way of life where you needed them, I don't know how we could go there, but listen, anything is possible. And we had to go back to that. Maybe, just maybe, it's good to have them on hand because our mouths would evolve. I don't know. I'm not sure.
What was their purpose from the beginning?
Well, you know, I did a little research. I did hop on Wikipedia and they said that basically they're there to, they were there to help, like, chew up leaves and nuts and meat. I'm assuming it was raw meat. I honestly do not know. But yeah, they were there so that humans could survive. So I think that was the purpose. But as they said, as time went on and human beings evolved into soft diets, they became not necessary.
I'm just saying, what did they do that the other teeth couldn't do?
I do not know. I don't know. I also don't want to go back to that time because I don't want to know. But even think about it this way. Maybe if it was around, I don't know, 2,000-3,000 years ago. I'm not a historian. I don't know actual facts on that. But we'll say it's been around for at least 1500 years, right? Maybe in another 1500 years, they won't come in anymore.
Yeah, but I feel like if they're gonna be gone by now, then maybe they just should have been. It
I
should have
don't
been
know.
gone
I
by
don't know
now.
that we get to choose when they disappear and appear, and how that is much, much, much being bigger than anything we could comprehend.
Does that fall under the saying of, you want God to laugh, you tell him your plans?
Maybe, because I'm sure God's like, you know what? I know what I'm doing. How about that? How about you have several seats? I am of infinite power. I don't know why I had like a vision of remember in Aladdin when the genie was talking about like the only the like the wishes that he couldn't grant, and when he was talking about I can't make you a genie, he's like, I'm the all-powerful genie. I just imagine that. Not to say that I think that God is just a blue animated character. I
That
know that
lives in a
it's
lamp.
that lives in a lamp. That's absolutely not what I'm saying, just so we're clear. But it's just the visual of just being like, I am all powerful and you're a silly human for questioning me. I know what I got going on here. I think the thing about wisdom teeth, it's not even just that they're there. I think it's that we're dealing with impacted wisdom
Yeah,
teeth.
that's my issue. I have but the bottom ones, I think, are both impacted, and they are also like just kind of laying on the side, so it's gonna be painful. And then there's one that is kind of stubborn. They called it like a nightmare tooth kind of situation, where it's like if they try to remove it, it could cause like nerve damage. Yeah, it's kind of creepy. So, from what I've been told, is that they're gonna like cut it in half and then pull out what they can, and then just sew my gum shut and keep moving.
Folks, I was there. I was there mere months ago in December. I actually came in to the dentist because I was having pain and I needed to be relieved of it.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how was that pain?
Well, as you know, it depended on the day, it depended on the meal, and it depended on how I chewed, to be completely honest. I think I was adapting and trying to chew more so on one side than the other, or like I think I was just trying to make sure I was as comfortable as possible. But yeah, I would say there was one time we were having some stone oven,
It's a
and
good place.
it's delicious.
Done the good
Love their
stuff.
spicy chicken sandwich.
The food is not too crunchy.
No, it is
Might as
not.
well give that disclaimer.
Yeah, it is not at all. But it was like I bit into it just the right, or should I say wrong way, and the amount of pain that shot through my face, my body, I took off running, and I was just kind of rocking in pain because my mind couldn't even wrap around the discomfort that I was feeling in that moment.
I was there, and yeah, it was one of those things like when you're pregnant, your pain was my pain. Like, I felt for you. I wish I could help you, but
There
there's
wasn't
nothing
nothing
I
you could
can do
do.
but just rub your back and be like, they're there. It's gonna be okay.
I was using a lot of Ora gel. It was just, I mean, if I can give anybody just a little back history, when I would say maybe, well, we'll just say it was a number of years ago, I went to a dentist and they basically told me what I already knew, that my wisdom teeth were impacted, and they were like, it's beyond what we can do in our office, but we're going to send you to, I guess, an orthodontist so that they can talk to you about the situation. And apparently you're really supposed to get them pulled like when you're a teenager. It's
Yeah.
the best to get them like at the oldest, like 25, 26, something like that. And when the orthodontist looked at it, he told me kind of something similar to you. He was like, well, you have this one tooth and it's laying on its side, and there's a good chance that if we cut into it, you know, there's a chance that we could nick a nerve and it, like, you would have like paralysis in your face.
Right.
And I was like, no, see, boo.
Not this face.
Not this face. Cause I am an actor. Okay. Don't ask me my credits at the moment, but my immediate thought was like, I'm not taking that kind of chance with my face. I'm not going to do it.
Not that beautiful face.
Yeah. So I bolted out of there with no plans on returning. And so, yeah. And then I had no choice. I ran from it as long as I could. And it wasn't like I was just walking around in pain all day, every day. But I got to a point where I was having pain and I was just doing my best to adjust and not deal with it. And then I was just like, I can't live like this. Like, I can't be comfortable knowing that if I bite down the wrong way, I'm going to send myself into an immense amount of pain. So
I remember it was like, you were, that was the end of the day for you.
Yeah.
Pretty much like the kids still wanted to hang out with you and stuff. And you were like, I can't.
Like, I literally I gotta go physically. Lay
down. I can't. Because, and you were crying.
Yeah, it was so bad. And I'm a type of person, I feel like I can take pain. Like, I have birthed babies, two babies, naturally. No drugs. Actually, the first time they did give me some fentanyl to, like, so that I could get some sleep. But I didn't take anything else other than that. Also, I didn't know exactly what fentanyl was at the time. So be educated, ladies. Gentlemen, you should know what they're putting into your body. All I knew was I was having severe pain and I needed some relief and I didn't want an epidural.
Did it relieve your pain?
It didn't relieve my pain, but it gave me enough peace that I could sleep.
Okay.
And I didn't sleep for long, but it did let me sleep for a little bit. And, you know, that's a story for another podcast, like how that all played out. Yeah, but
that'll be a good episode.
Yeah, we should do that in the future. But yeah, it was kind of like the pain that I was having was just unbearable. Like, it didn't matter what I took. It didn't matter if I put Orajel on it. I couldn't think straight. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even, like, I think they say tooth pain is probably the closest that you come to, like, the pain of childbirth, and I believe it, because it was insane the amount of pain that I was feeling. So I had to find a dentist, and I went to this dentist and they were like, yeah, so we need to schedule something. And it took a few weeks to get an appointment, and I mean, basically everything that you probably is running through your mind ran through my mind back in December.
Yeah.
And
you, I remember you couldn't take any painkillers after.
So afterwards, I wasn't even thinking. Like, they were like, hey, we're going to give you a script, like a prescription for some, I forget what it was called, but it was some type of, you know, it was some kind of prescription narcotic.
Was it the hydrocodone?
It might have been. I don't know. But, and so a part of me feels like I should have just filled it anyway. But, like,
what you gonna do with it?
Exactly. What I'm gonna do with it? I'm not trying to peddle it. Like, I'm not about that life. So I took it, and, you know, like, after I got my wisdom teeth, like, the feelings I had up to it were like, oh God, oh God, oh God. But also, like, I'm in pain, please relieve me. And then right afterward, I was like, so that just happened. Like, they didn't put me to sleep. They're not putting you to sleep. They didn't even offer that. We didn't even discuss that. And it's so funny because both of our moms were like, so are you not going to ask them to put you to sleep? I was like, they didn't mention it. They didn't say anything about somebody picking me up or anything. So I just thought that wasn't an option.
I'm going to ask. See.
Yeah, but what are you going to do the day of?
I mean, yeah, I guess you're right.
I mean, like, maybe if they call you tomorrow.
Well, I'm definitely going to check and say, is it still on?
You know, no. Oh, they're gonna call you. They this is, unless something happens to the person, the surgeon, it's on. But you might want to ask them. But yeah, so I took the script, and they were like, yeah, you know, you take some ibuprofen, blah blah blah. And I'm heading home, and I'm in pain, but it's like a different kind of pain, because I was having, you know, discomfort from my teeth being in there. And now I have like holes in my mouth. Like you feel the gaping hole in your mouth. And I was in pain, but I was like, oh my God, I'm nursing. I don't think that you're supposed to take something like that while you're nursing. That doesn't seem safe. And I don't want it to be in the breast milk. So yeah, I basically just came home and had some ibuprofen and laid down and I don't know if I cried. I think if I did cry, I didn't cry as much as I did before I got them done.
No, not at all.
But I was definitely taking ibuprofen on the regular. And I'm not the type of person who likes to take stuff. Like I'm like let's just see how it hashes out. I'll just drink some water. I'll just, you know.
So how was the actual process of it? Like you go in, you sit down, and then they just get to work. I mean,
you go in the room, and you know the guy was there, and he had his the doctor was really kind. He's really nice, and he had, you know, the it's not a dental hygienist, I don't think, but the person who's assisting him, and they talk you through the process and, you know, make sure you feel comfortable and let you know, like, if you feel pain, let us know. We'll put more numbing stuff in there to like prepare, you know, so that you, like, you're going to feel pressure, but you shouldn't be feeling excruciating pain.
Okay.
So they do their best to make you feel comfortable. And then I think like right before I started tearing up because, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to like make you feel scared, but you do have a certain amount of anxiety because you're just like, okay, this thing is going to happen. I've heard about it. You know, I'm assuming y'all really wanted to put work in, and it's kind of scary, but like, even though going to sleep probably is easier in a way, cause you just kind of wake up and you're like, so that happened. It's something kind of cathartic and maybe a little crazy about being present for what's happening, because you're like, okay, we're in it. It's happening. But honestly, like the first two, I only had three pulled. The fourth one, they were like, it's impacted, but if it's not bothering you, we'd rather just leave it in there. Like if it's not doing anything, it's not harming you, it's not, you know, in the way, then we're not gonna mess with it. And so the first one was, I think it was the upper left. Mm-hmm. He yanked that thing out easy. So right. I was like even he was like, all right, got the first one out. Oh, man. And I think they were like, yeah, you know, well, this usually goes pretty fast. Like, it's not a big deal. So when it came out easy, I was like, all right, cool. I think I'm going to be all right. And then they got to the second one and it was a little more work. He was doing a little bit of work to get the second one out. And, you know, then I survived that. And I was like, okay, all right, I'm still here. And then the one that was down in my jaw, the bottom one, what was that? The bottom right, I think. Like I'm rubbing my cheek trying to remember. I think it was the bottom right. Yeah, because you can feel. No, maybe that's not it. I don't know. I'm pretty sure it was the bottom right. I like to put that memory in the way, way back of my mind. But he put in work. The man was really yanking hard, trying to get it out. And it was just that my roots were really strong. I'm sorry. He's over here. My husband's over here shaking his head. Just
no.
But that doesn't mean that's what's going to happen to you. I don't know. But he definitely, his hand was trembling afterwards. And he was like, oh my God, my hand is trembling. Maybe I had too much coffee. And I'm thinking in my head, no, it was me. Like, I think overall, it only took like maybe a half an hour. And some of that was just them talking to me. That was just some of them talking to me and getting me ready. So you're going to be in and out a lot faster than you think. 30 minutes. Don't you remember me calling you after it was over?
Dude, I've never had anybody, you know, any operations in the dentist. So I'm like you said, I don't know if I'm ready. I mean, I'm going to do it, but at the same time, it's just like, I'm going to do it, you know? So I was like, I'm excited to get it done and over with so I can be good to go and not have to worry about it. But like the actual process of going through it is the scary part.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you're feeling scared or anxious or nervous, it is perfectly expected and normal. And I mean, you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay.
I appreciate it. Still scared.
Of course. I don't dispute that. I'm definitely looking forward to following up and talking about your experience after and how you survived and how you felt about it and all that stuff so we can compare notes. But we don't have to talk about it for months or days. I think I did my own podcast. By the way, I have Go With The Flow podcast. You can find it wherever you listen to podcasts. I did do an episode talking about my wisdom tooth extraction experience. So, you know, I don't know. It felt kind of cathartic talking about it afterwards. Like, I lived to tell the tale.
Yeah.
I survived.
I'm just like waiting for my tale to begin. You know? But I'm ready to get it done.
I want to know why they call it wisdom teeth. That's what I really want to know. Because, like, well, what are you doing to help make me
wise? Like, if you're cutting out your wisdom, doesn't mean that you're not going to have good grades or,
right?
You know?
I just want to know who named it, basically, because it is your third molar. That's what it is. So why can't they just call it your third molar? Who said wisdom teeth? Because ain't nothing wise about, you know, the process, the pain, or anything like that.
Yeah.
Y'all, my husband is falling asleep. I'm not gonna lie. He's over here dozing off. We do this at nighttime and it's past midnight. And we're gonna wrap it up soon. So if you've been listening all this time, I so appreciate you. We appreciate you.
Thank you. I'm still nervous, so pray for me.
We're gonna pray for him and I'm going to ask you a question. This may be an ongoing segment, I'm not sure, but what's something from this week that brought you like a great reaction, whether that be joy or hurt? And what's something that you're looking forward to doing or accomplishing for the week ahead?
The cool thing, I guess, that made me smile was today.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I might be taking yours.
But probably.
Yeah, we went to miniature golf today. And so, like, just being able to, first off, get out of the house.
Yes.
With the family. And the weather was nice and everything. And then on top of that, watching our son just kind of put around and smile when he got the ball in the hole. And, you know, he's running to the next one. Just watching him have a good time, you know, made the experience that much more better.
Yeah.
And what was it? The thing I'm looking forward to?
Yeah, like for the week ahead or something that you want to accomplish for the week ahead.
Besides getting this done?
I mean, it could be that.
I mean, okay, well, yeah.
Surviving.
Surviving, tale to tell, and coming back to talk to you about it. Yeah, next.
Whenever you're ready. Yeah. Whenever you're ready.
Let's not say next week, yeah. Just sometime soon.
Okay.
And you, my lady?
I'm trying to think of something else I don't piggyback off of today. Something that brought me a little sadness was the baby had a fever. And, yeah, like, she's, even today, I mean, she's been, like, not wanting anybody but me.
Yeah.
And although I love my babies, I do. I know that I'm my own separate entity, and I'm nursing, and she just constantly wants, you know, to nurse, and it makes you feel like you're a sponge that's being dried out. Like, it's just, you know, you get tired. Mm-hmm. You whether it's physically getting tired from the baby wanting to lay all over you, or just basically feeling like a feeding factory. It's, you know, tiring, but also we are anticipating that she should have some teeth coming in any week now.
Everybody has a teeth journey going on.
Okay, literally, everybody got something going on. some things coming in, some things
getting snatched out.
Getting snatched out.
Yeah, getting cut out.
What is it that I look forward to for the week ahead? Well, we've been on a fitness journey, which we'll talk about in a separate podcast. So I'm always looking forward to just putting in the work for the whole week. Like, it's something that is very rewarding about putting in the work and coming out on the other side and being like, yeah, I did that shit.
Yeah. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
And then, like, it's really good to, yeah, if we're going to, yeah, this is another thing, but we're, you know, just looking in the mirror and you're like, all right.
See, but you know what? F you, man, because, like, respectfully, as a dude, like, you're the type of guy, first of all, you're already naturally slim. If anything, you've had to put on weight.
Thanks, Mom.
To get where you want to be. And so you could do, like, I feel like you could work out for 2 weeks and be like, yeah, I see the four packs coming in and your arms start looking all good. And I'm all looking at you like, okay, I see you doing work. Okay.
Yeah.
And I feel like I could be putting in the same effort. And I've been working out, you know, trying to get off this. Well, I've gotten off the pregnancy weight, but just trying to get back to what feels good to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's so freaking hard. It's so much harder. I hope that I didn't get cut off. It's so much freaking harder for women, and it sucks. It just really just freaking sucks. And, you know, I don't know if nursing interferes with that, but it just seems like I'm going up a hill. Mm-hmm. And it seems like I'm never going to get to the top. But also, like, I could be stepping it up. I just wish that I could put in the same effort that you do and just get results like it's nothing. So, yeah. Men win in that aspect.
I mean, it's a gift and a curse.
Is it a curse?
I mean, because like you said, you know, I have to work harder, extra harder to gain weight then. Which is, you know, it's another battle. So
I mean, I feel like I'd rather have that battle. I'm just saying, I'd rather be like, oh, I can't. It's a struggle to put on 10 pounds versus being like, I could lose 50. You know, I'm, you know. So, yeah, we got things to talk about. But honestly, if you've been here this long and you've listened, thank you. First of all, so much for sitting through our first episode. We're working out kinks. You know, this is a new venture for both of us. So this is fun. I'm so happy to be working with you. I love working with you.
Oh, you make me feel special. I love working with you.
Well, I would say goodbye as if we're not going to just, get in the bed and go to sleep. But I guess we'll say goodbye to the audience. So bye, y'all.
See ya.